Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, where 6 days from today, the Iowa caucuses are going to be taking place, despite the fact that they're predicting weather that could be as low as 13 degrees Fahrenheit. That, of course, 20 degrees below freezing. Well, it's not going to stop people from going out and voting, and particularly the evangelical Christian voters of Iowa, who represent very often a key determinant of what happens in the Iowa caucuses. And there are a number of analyses today that look at the polling, and they look at the majority of self-described evangelical Christians who are supporting Donald Trump. And it looks like that could be enough to give Trump his victory. Somebody who knows the evangelical community, has been a leader in the evangelical community for a long time, is Russell Moore, who is our guest, who is the editor-in-chief of Christianity Today. He's the author of the recent bestseller, Losing Our Religion, An Altar Call for Evangelical America. And for many years, he served as president of the Southern Baptist Convention's Ethics and Religious Liberty Commission. A great pleasure to welcome back to the show Dr. Russell Moore. A happy new year, Russell.
Happy new year. Good to talk to you.
Well, thank you. It's a pleasure speaking to you. I wanted to get your impression, because you're one of the most authoritative voices on this. President Trump has been emphasizing, as the Iowa caucuses get closer and closer, what he calls the war against Christianity. On December 19th, in Iowa, he said, quote, "As soon as I get back in the Oval Office, I'll immediately end the war on Christians. I don't know if you feel it. You have a war. There's a war. Under crooked Joe Biden, Christians and Americans of faith are being persecuted, and the government has weaponized against religion like never before." Do you think that fear is what is driving this very vigorous and robust evangelical support for Trump?
Yes, I think there's a mindset that really kind of across several categories sees an existential threat. And what Trump is able to do is to say, I'll be the bad guy who's your good guy, because I'll go in there to fight for you. And that resonates with a certain kind of evangelical voter. It worked for him in 2016. It worked for him in 2020. And he's counting on it working for him again. The Iowa evangelical voters are a little different from everybody else, because they have to think about politics, electoral politics, election year politics, before everybody else. So when I'm talking to evangelicals around the country, most of them, I think, haven't even started thinking about 2024 politics, except in terms of how awful and divisive is this year going to be. But in Iowa, they've been organizing and thinking about this for some time.
Oh, again, and when you say organizing and thinking about this for some time, what's interesting is the one of the leaders for the evangelical community in Iowa is Bob Vanderplaats, who has enthusiastically endorsed Ron DeSantis. In terms of the very strong preference, according to the polling, for evangelicals for Trump over DeSantis, what do you think is behind that, other than the fact that Trump speaks very directly about this perceived war on Christianity?
Well, Well, one of the things that we've seen over the past several years that is similar to what we've seen with the political parties themselves, and I mean the institutions of Democratic National Committee, Republican National Committee, and the state parties, there's been a loss of influence when it comes to evangelical organized groups. And so there will be many leaders. Look at 2016. There were very few evangelical leaders anywhere supporting Trump in the primaries.
Yeah, Ted Cruz apparently won evangelicals in the Iowa caucuses in 2016.
He did, but Trump was able to go around that in the rest of the states, in almost all of the rest of the states. So I think this is going to be a test as to whether or not family leader and other organizations such as that are really able to move their constituencies when it comes to voting. Because you're right, Bob Vanderplaats has endorsed Ron DeSantis very strongly, as did the governor of Iowa. My gut is that that's not going to matter much during the caucuses, but I've been surprised before.
Yeah, in terms of the impact on the evangelical community, and this is part of what you write about in Losing Our Religion, your most recent book, why is it damaging, if it is, for people to take that negative view that the rest of the world, that America in general, wants to get us, or basically to wipe out, to undermine, destroy our religious faith? What's what happens when you embrace that belief?
Well, there are legitimate religious liberty and religious freedom concerns. And we have seen a lot of those skirmishes going on for some time. So there are legitimate concerns that are there. The problem is there are always going to be those conflict entrepreneurs who are able to come in and say, these legitimate concerns you have mean that your neighbors are out to destroy you. And the reason that argument is so dangerous is because it then moves to, therefore, desperate times call for desperate measures. And so you can suspend all of the normal rules of morality that you would have for how you do things because the stakes are so high. And that's what we have seen in recent years. The damage to this, the horrible damage in my view to this, is equating in the minds of people evangelical Christianity, the gospel itself, Jesus, with this figure of Donald Trump. I mean, regardless of what anyone thinks of Donald Trump, and you know what my views are, but regardless of what someone thinks of him, to tie Christianity to that is a terrible, terrible mistake. And I mean, when you look at the kind of I was really, as a committed pro-lifer, I was really alarmed when standing at the March for Life, hearing Donald Trump give essentially a campaign speech at the March for Life, because if you tie the pro-life cause to this, the cognitive dissonance is so great that they can't both coexist. The pro-life movement is built on a particular view of human dignity, of human vulnerability, of family and marriage and sexual restraint and all of those things. If that's torn away, you really don't have a pro-life movement anymore for long. And so that's what concerns me about this.
Do you have you noticed any political leaders, and not necessarily just candidates for president, but them too, who have spoken more responsibly to the evangelical community?
Well, I think there are a lot of people who haven't really understood the changing nature of the evangelical community. There's a huge difference between older evangelicals and their children and their grandchildren.
Even this is absolutely crucial. If we can go on to that, what is changing or already has changed in evangelical America? Speaking with Dr. Russell Moore, editor-in-chief of Christianity Today. We'll be right back.
Medved.
In my opinion, he's the most powerful man in the world.
This is the Michael Medved Show. 1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night, and more great news. News on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and Company, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call AmFed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Michael Medved Show, the Wall Street Journal has said of Dr. Russell Moore, he is vigorous, cheerful, and fiercely articulate. He was named in 2017 to Politico Magazine's list of top 50 influence makers in Washington, D.C. And he is the author most recently of a best-selling book called Losing Our Religion, An Altar Call for Evangelical America. And just before the break, you were saying that most people outside the evangelical community are unaware of some of the profound differences between younger, newer evangelical believers and the traditional older generation. What are the essential differences?
Well, I think what people often assume is that the differences would be that the younger evangelicals are liberalizing, and that is not true. If anything, in many cases, they're more orthodox and more conservative than their parents and grandparents when it comes to theology. What's very different is that they're reluctant to hitch the faith to some political figure or movement. So, you know, often I had a person one time who was thinking of running for president, you say, what are the churches that have younger people in Iowa and South Carolina and places like that that I need to know about? And I said, well, I can tell you really fast growing churches with younger evangelicals in both of those places, but they will never have you speak. They'll be more than happy for you to be there, but they're never going to give you the microphone, and they're never going to give you their church directory, even if they had one. Instead, they would see that as being itself a kind of liberalization, which it is. So those differences are really stark. I think people assume that the next generation of evangelicals are going to be just like this one in terms of being a politically organizing movement. But you go to any campus ministry, go to any young growing church, you don't find that.
And what has taken the place of the political, I mean, people associate this with the moral majority, which was organized by the late Jerry Falwell, that's Jerry Falwell Sr., not to be confused with Jerry Falwell Jr. What has taken the place of some of those major organizations? I remember the Christian Coalition that was organized by the late Pat Robertson and Ralph Reed. Is there any sort of replacement kind of political / religious organization that actually speaks for younger generations?
Well, what's really interesting is the New York Times has an article just this week about the political influence right now, which is key, of unchurched so-called evangelicals. So you have people who will call themselves evangelicals and will post Christian memes on Facebook all week long, but who don't go to church, don't even have a church that they don't go to. They just don't go, and yet are classified as evangelicals. So if you look at just who is willing to call themselves an evangelical, and the data has borne this out over the past several years, decreasing among people who actually theologically are evangelicals, they don't want to call themselves that, and increasing among people whose identity is political and who think, well, this is what I am, so I must be an evangelical. That's not an even trade. And what really gives me a sense of hope is being around younger evangelicals all the time who really are serious about, they don't want to use Jesus as a means to an end, any kind of end, left, right, Trumpist, whatever. They really want to follow Jesus, period.
And does that include or preclude involvement in the political sphere?
I think that they're glad to be involved in the political sphere as citizens, but not with Jesus as a mascot for that. And frankly, one of the things that I worry about is there's always a tendency to an overreaction to the last bad thing. And I think there are a lot of young evangelicals who have seen the way that Christianity has been used in such a utilitarian way over the past several years, who might overreact in a sense of complete disengagement. which I think would be a terrible thing for the country.
Yeah, I mean, one of the things that I'm thinking of here is that one of the difficulties within the Democratic Party, and that Jewish people like me worry about, is once upon a time both parties were overwhelmingly pro-Israel. You now have President Biden losing support from a lot of hyper-progressive Democrats who are poisonously anti-Israel. And not just pro-Palestinian, but pro-Hamas. There's nothing comparable to that in the evangelical world at the moment, is there?
Well, there are some places where there's a great reluctance to support Israel. I think that though overwhelmingly most evangelicals, regardless of where they fit in any of these categories, most of them would be supportive of Israel and certainly ready to condemn Hamas. And that would be among people who might disagree on all of these things, disagree on Trump, disagree maybe on where Israel fits in Bible prophecy, so forth, but know that the slaughtering of innocent people the way that we saw with Hamas is morally wrong.
Well, that's of course, reassuring. In terms of Trump's appeal for a second term, again, I'm looking over these speeches that he's given where he says, under crooked Joe Biden, Christians and Americans of faith are being persecuted and government has been weaponized against religion like never before. And it's also been weaponized against presidents like never before. I always say Al Capone was treated better than I was treated. In terms of the impact of evangelicals actually showing up at the polls all across the country and making a difference in this election, is it likely to be less overwhelming support for President Trump than it was last time with 80%?
I'm not sure. I think anything could happen in 2024, and I don't know what's headed our way.
Well, I think that's appropriately modest and speaks for many people who are just praying for the best and for better. Dr. Russell Moore, the editor-in-chief of Christianity Today, the author of the best-selling book, Losing Our Religion, An Altar Call for Evangelical America. We'll be right back with a major address by Ron DeSantis coming up on the MedVed Show.
For outrage.
Where's the outrage? I'm shook up, and you know what's going to happen? I'm going to be driving down the road listening to all this. I'm going to wreck the car and sue Michael Medved.
Okay, don't sue and don't wreck the car.
The Michael Medved Show.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. You should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each 3-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News, I'm Tim Berg. Former President Donald Trump appealed the Colorado Supreme Court's decision removing him from the ballot to the U.S. Supreme Court. The High Court quickly agreed to decide the case. Kentucky Republican Senator Rand Paul agrees with the court's decision.
Without question, the Supreme Court has to hear it. When I hear that it's going to be almost a month, though, until the hearing and perhaps longer to the ruling, I'm concerned that even that's too long. I think there needs to be an emergency injunction to shut down any of the states that are wanting to do this.
Millions along the East Coast are under a winter weather. Millions along the East Coast are under winter weather alerts this weekend. Forecasters say a storm will dump a mix of rain and snow in some cities like New York and Washington, D.C., while Boston could get slammed with at least 6 inches of snow, while other parts of upstate New York could get over a foot of snow. This is USA News.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
And on the Michael Medved Show, it is the beginning of a brand new year. It is an eventful year with elections taking place all over the world and some of America's closest allies and some of America's most profound and dangerous adversaries. There apparently will be a new election in Russia. I can say that given the Russian political system, Vladimir Putin is a heavy favorite. I think that's true. Somebody else who has acknowledged the new year with his State of the State address is the governor of Florida, who has not been spending a great deal of time in his governing duties for the state of Florida, but he did prepare a State of the State address that actually had some resonance that he hopes, of course, will help his struggling presidential campaign. This is the opening by Governor Ron DeSantis, the Republican of Florida, of his annual State of the State address. And it begins with criticism. Listen, clip one.
We are, as a country, in the midst of a great upheaval, and we see this throughout the land. Under the current administration in Washington, homelessness is at record levels. 62% of Americans are living paycheck to paycheck, and the federal budget deficit is expected to hit $2 trillion this year. Of course, more than 8 million illegal aliens have entered the United States across the southern border in the past 3 years alone, and deaths due to fentanyl that have come across that border have reached record levels. Cities throughout the land have decayed. Washington, D.C. has experienced its deadliest year in more than two decades, and San Francisco has fallen into a doom loop whereby crime, homelessness, and drug abuse have eviscerated the quality of life in the city. Other states have enacted policies that have sparked an exodus of their residents out of their states. In Illinois, residents are saddled with high taxes, while spendthrift politicians continue to spend and borrow at some of the highest rates in the nation, with massive unfunded liabilities that will require even higher taxes in the future. Of course, soft-on-crime policies have devastated public safety in major cities like Chicago.
Okay, so what is the alternative? He talked about a number of alternatives. And offering Florida, as he has in his campaign for president, as a model of a different kind of government that is free of some of the trendy liberal slogans and progressive ideas that tend to dominate many other places in America. Clip three.
The pro-Hamas activities and rampant anti-Semitism that we've witnessed throughout the country on these campuses has exposed the intellectual rot that has developed on so many university campuses over the years. In Florida, our universities must be dedicated to the pursuit of truth, the promotion of academic rigor and integrity, and the preparation of students to be citizens of our republic. We reject the modern trend of universities that subordinate high academic standards in favor of promoting an ideological agenda. To this end, we have eliminated so-called DEI from our public universities. DEI is a highly ideological agenda. In practice, it stands for discrimination, exclusion, and indoctrination, and that has no place in our public institutions and universities.
Again, he's saying that DEI, which is supposed to stand for diversity, equity, and inclusion, that's pretty clever, saying that it actually stands for discrimination and exclusion and intimidation. Good for Ron DeSantis. The question is, will this mean some kind of upsurge in his campaign that could bring him to second place in Iowa? And frankly, given the amount of time and money he has placed upon the state of Iowa, it's really very necessary for him to finish ahead of Nikki Haley. Oh, there's breaking news, and we will give it some further coverage. We've given it some prior coverage. CNN, John Avlon is reporting, and it's interesting today. Trump said he didn't want to be like Herbert Hoover. In other words, blamed for a depression that started early in his term. Herbert Hoover's granddaughter is Margaret Hoover, who's married to John Avlon. But in any event, John Avlon on CNN says that Trump's massive yet fragile ego seems threatened. And he's talking about by the competitive race that is being run by Nikki Haley. So writes John Avlon, he reached for the most reflexive slur he could find via the far-right news site Gateway Pundit, reposting on Truth Social the false claim that Nikki Haley is not constitutionally eligible to be president because her parents were not U.S. citizens when she was born in South Carolina. The Gateway Pundit Post cited a legal analysis piece on the American Greatness site. The claim about Haley is a lazy and xenophobic rehash of the so-called birther attacks Trump baselessly directed at President Barack Obama's supposed ineligibility for office. This isn't a dog whistle, it's a bullhorn. In 2016, Trump also raised a phony birther issue about Ted Cruz. In 2020, he questioned whether Kamala Harris was eligible to run for office, and on similar but equally false grounds. See a pattern? Now he's trafficking, writes Avalon, in the same desperate play against Haley. No one who's ever described themselves as Iowa nice ought to fall for this desperate cut-and-paste bigotry. The reason it's so stupid is all of these other cases where he accused someone of not being eligible to be president, it involves supposed foreign birth. Now, of course Obama was not born in Kenya. He was born in Hawaii. And if you look at the 14th Amendment, the same 14th Amendment that, by the way, could keep Trump off the ballot, depending on how the Supreme Court decides, the 14th Amendment makes it very clear that anyone born on the soil of the United States of America who is born in this republic is a citizen of the country and classifies as a natural born citizen of the United States. And that even goes for someone like Nikki Haley, whose parents came from Punjab and both became naturalized citizens when she was a young lady and growing up with no doubts about her American birth because she was born in Bamberg, South Carolina. And she can prove it. And again, I really, really do hope that Nikki Haley takes this and responds, especially since Trump himself is involved. Why would he do that? He's running so well in Iowa. Is this going to help him in his campaign? Should it help him in his campaign? This is astonishing. Trump's team, according to Hotline, has said privately that it has cut back on its door-knocking, get-out-the-vote operation heading into the final week. They insist they can ensure his loyalists show up on caucus day more effectively by relying on rallies and two-hour speeches at each rally, phone calls, and a peer-to-peer text message program. The DeSantis and Haley campaigns are still relying on traditional get-out-the-vote methods. If the temperature really is going to be as cold as people are saying, maybe that's smart. We will get to that and more coming up on the Michael Medved Show.
From politics to pop culture and from coast to coast, this is the Michael Medved Show. 1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show.
Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. It's just $19.95 for a three-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. If you're troubled by Washington moving toward more government control, income taxes, rent control, and centralized decision-making, now is the time for you to take action. At Washington Policy Center, we want free market reforms that make Washington the best place to raise a family, to get a job, or to start a business. WPC is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. Get off the sidelines. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. That's WashingtonPolicy.org. Some of America's most important principles, like freedom of conscience, speech, rule of law, sanctity and dignity of human life, the family, and economic freedom, are under contemporary assault. It's more important than ever to teach our nation's traditional values and timeless principles. Now, these sometimes forgotten values must be remembered and communicated, and the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College exists to accomplish just that. The Institute promotes these principles to the next generation of leaders on campus and across the country. Go to the website faithandfreedom.com and you'll find online courses on Ronald Reagan and James Madison, and above all, a vigorous defense of Western civilization and its highest values. Advocating for these timeless principles is why Grove City College continues to be a beacon in higher education. Go to faithandfreedom.com.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Michael Medved Show. Subscribe today to our brand new Substack newsletter. This is called Michael Medved's Context, placing today's big events in the perspective of our past and our future. Go to michaelmedved.substack.com and sign up today for my uncensored and free take on current controversies, including one of those items that we're going to talk about a little bit tomorrow, which has to do with the problem of homelessness. There is a shocking report on which state is doing the worst job and which state is doing the best job in curbing homelessness as a percentage of the overall population. The results are surprising, and they actually indicate what could be an opportunity for the new administration, if we get a new administration, or even the Biden administration, if that ends up continuing in this country. Check it out. Go to michaelmedved.substack.com, and that's Medved, M-E-D as in David, V as in victory, E-D. Now, speaking of victory, there is an editorial in the Seattle Times today, and my reaction was, finally, it took, I guess, the Washington Huskies here in Seattle actually losing that sad, heartbreaking national championship game against the University of Michigan. Congratulations to Wolverines out there. But what the Seattle Times editorial had as a headline for their editorial statement on this Tuesday. Leaders must step up to dissuade dangerous freeway protests. Public officials at every level of government have a responsibility to ensure highway protests do not become regular occurrences. Yes! Of course not! This will take law enforcement coordination and a clear message that those seeking to influence national and international policies must not have unfettered ability to inflict pain on local residents. Demonstrators calling for a ceasefire in the Israel-Hamas war blocked traffic on Interstate 5 in Seattle for at least 5 hours on Saturday. All northbound 5 lanes were blocked between Interstate 90 and Mercer Street. At 3:40 p.m., Washington State Patrol, with the assistance of the Seattle Police Department, finally issued a dispersal order for protesters to leave the freeway. Demonstrators left about a dozen vehicles blocking the I-5. The State Patrol said tow trucks removed them, and the freeway reopened shortly after 6 p.m. Imagine that you're one of the people stuck on this freeway, that you couldn't get to a medical appointment, you couldn't get to a hospital emergency. Freeway protests are distressingly common. In 2022, I-5 was shut down by protesters drawing attention to war in the Ethiopian Tigray region. In the aftermath of the George Floyd murder in 2020, protesters repeatedly blocked I-5. An activist, Summer Taylor, was killed by a 30-year-old man who drove a car through a group of demonstrators. Residents have a right to protest, but that doesn't devolve into regional extortion. Any reading of the reaction to Saturday's freeway fiasco on websites and social media makes clear the people are not with the protesters. This isn't about changing hearts and minds. It's about putting pressure on elected officials until they break. What are they, breaking hearts and minds? Breaking hearts and broken minds. As the New York Times reported, pro-Palestinian demonstrators on Monday blocked entrances to bridges and tunnels in Manhattan. Shortly after they gathered, they were arrested by police, and traffic quickly resumed. In Los Angeles, 42 people were arrested after a protest calling for a ceasefire in Gaza briefly shut down the 110 freeway last month. The demonstration began just after 9 a.m. A California Highway Patrol declared an unlawful assembly, and all lanes reopened by 11:30 a.m. What they're saying here in the Seattle Times is, how about a little bit of the same activity you would get in the L.A. and New York? Why should Seattle be the one big city where, oh, well, yes, please, let's go soon? And I mean, for God's sake, for 5 or 6 hours to have the I-90 completely blocked? And they make a suggestion. They say, to that point, Representative Pramila Jayapal, Democrat of Seattle, could be eminently helpful. Jayapal should make a statement directing those supporting a Gaza ceasefire to express themselves forcefully but lawfully. She obviously has clout with this crowd. She's a member of Congress. She is the chair of the Congressional Progressive Caucus. She's been a big-time supporter, long-time supporter of the Palestinian cause, such as it is. Saturday's freeway demonstrations happened in the middle of Jayapal's district. In this time of escalating tensions, the region needs leaders who can bring calm and stability. The alternative is more disruption, more headaches, and a local tragedy waiting to happen. I'm just betting here that knowing Pramila Jayapal a little bit, she's not going to seize this opportunity. She's going to encourage even more stopping of traffic on behalf of the Hamas cause, which is exactly what happened here. There is a new ad that is working its way around Iowa and New Hampshire, apparently. And we will get to that ad Monday. It's an ad blaming President Trump for what happened on January 6th and warning that it could happen again. We will get to that next time. Meanwhile, we have a film, and it's one of those films that is going to be probably up for some Oscar consideration, critically praised and deservedly so. The film is called The Zone of Interest. Listen.
Now it's time for MedVed's Entertainment Minute.
The Zone of Interest is a stunning film that will certainly get some Oscar attention, that focuses on the real-life commandant of Auschwitz, Rudolf Hess, and his wife and five children, and their attempt to create a sheltered dream life just outside of the walls of the death camp during World War II. The distinguished German actors Christian Friedel and Sandra Hüller play the Nazi operative and his pampered, shallow wife, with their dialogue translated in subtitles. But the most important thing you hear in the movie is not dialogue, it's the eerie sounds of pain, suffering, and death that provide an unseen background during the harrowing course of the film. This is an unforgettable invocation of the idea that even in the midst of the greatest crime in human history, people struggle to pretend that everything is normal and in fact honorable. It's rated PG-13 for the shadow of atrocities that are never directly dramatized. 3.5 stars for The Zone of Interest. And on the MedVed Show tomorrow, we're going to be digging a little bit deeper into what the heck is in President Trump's mind in 6 days before the Iowa caucuses. He is saying that his principal opponent in the Iowa caucuses, Nikki Haley, is not eligible to run for president. Why not? Because her parents were naturalized citizens. And even though she was born in Bamberg, South Carolina, President Trump says she's not eligible to be president. We'll talk to some legal authorities about this particular theory and this new birtherism nonsense, and it is, coming up on the MedVed Show. We will also be talking a little bit about the tightening polls and the importance of other races beyond the presidency. There is a feature in the Wall Street Journal about the Biden administration's agenda if they get reelected. And that all depends, they say, on who wins control of the Senate and who wins control of the House. Both are incredibly close. That will be part of the future, determining which way we go in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Hey, old man. Yeah, you, baby boomer. Are you feeling tired, run down, old, have aches and pains? Do you have a lack of energy that you once had in your youth? Carbon 60 is a new technology to help you restore your youth. Now, this is not hype or a gimmick. You see, Carbon 60 detoxifies you at the cellular level. It stabilizes free radicals, just like the antioxidants found in red wine and berries do, but on a far smaller, more bioavailable nanoscale. The results reported with energy, health, and vitality are nothing short of miraculous. In short order, you'll notice a difference in a few days. It's not a drug. It's carbon. Give us a call at Greska's Carbon 60 at 720-600-6040 or visit our site at c-60.com. Call 720-600-6040 and feel young again.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.